This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome to tonight's Parsha Shir. We are, first of all, discussing Parshas Achrimos, which, sadly, we're not in sync with Eretz Yisrael. So Achrimos is the Parsha this week for us in Chutz Laretz. Of course, it's Parshas Kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to discuss that a little bit soon, why we're out of sync and we're out of sync for so long. But first, let me share with you a beautiful idea regarding Yom Tov. We're only a few days after finishing, hopefully, a wonderful Yom Tov. I want to share with you an amazing idea I heard in the name of Shimon Schwab. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, "Mayofu pa'amoyich bana'olim basnadiv." How beautiful are your steps in your shoes, bana'olim, basnadiv, the daughter of a prince. The Gemara Chagiga Daf Gimlam and Aleph says, we're in the second box. For those listening online, please do email me at jdogolker@gmail.com. The Pasuk says, "Mayofu pa'amoyich bana'olim basnadiv, my dichsiv." What's written? What's pshat? Says the Gemara, "Kama no'in raglein shel Yisrael b'shar shel olin l'regel." How wonderful are the footsteps of Klal Yisrael when they're olin l'regel. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, how inappropriate. Why are you praising the footsteps of the Jewish people and applying it to being olin l'regel if there's one place you're not allowed to wear shoes, na'olim, it's in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Brachos, Nundalad Omdalav, lo yikonis l'harabais b'miklov min olay. You're not allowed to wear shoes in Harabais, and you're not allowed to go into Harabais with your stick or with your shoes. So how can the Gemara in Chagiga say that Mayofu Pamayich Bana'olim with shoes is referring to being Olin L'regel? How inappropriate. You're not allowed to wear Na'olim in the Beis HaMikdash and Harabayis. Question number two. In the Musaf of the Shalosh Regalim, we say these beautiful words. B'nei V'eschok Kavat Chila. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rebuild the house like the good old days. V'chaynin Mikdash Chal M'chaynoi, and re-establish your Beis HaMikdash on its foundations. V'hareinu b'vinyanoi, show us the binyan. V'samcheinu b'tukunoi, and let us rejoice in its re-establishment. V'hoshev koyhanim la'avodosom, and restore the Jewish, the koyhanim, to their avodah, to their service. U'levim u'leshimram u'lezimram, and the levim to their singing and to their music. V'hoshev Yisrael in vehem, and return the Jewish people to their homes. What does that mean? I understand the rest, but hoshev Yisrael in vehem, what exactly does that mean? So two questions. Question number one, why and how does the Gemara in Chagiga say that the Pasuk of Mayofu Pamayich Bana'olim is referring to being Olin L'regel? Surely, the one place you don't go to with Na'olim is the Beis HaMikdash, is Harabais. And second of all, what does it mean, V'hoshev Yisrael in Vehem? Return the Jewish people to their homes. So I heard the following idea in the name of Shimon Schwab, a magnificent idea. When the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Mayofu Pamayich Bana'olim Basnadiv, it's not referring to when they're in Harabais or on the way there, but it's referring to when they're leaving and they're going home. Mayofu pama'aych bana'olim, they're now going home, they've left Harabais, they're walking home, but they're taking the inspiration of Yom Tov and all the majesty and the magnificence of seeing the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and seeing the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, they're taking it back with them into their lives beyond being Olin L'regel. That's what it's referring to, and that's why they're so praiseworthy, because they're taking the inspiration of Yom Tov into their lives post-Yom Tov. And that's pshat in the Tefillah. For Hoshev Yisrael in Vehem, they've seen the Kehanim Lavidosom and the Levim and the Shimon and the Zimram, and they want to then take that inspiration all the way back to their homes post-Yom Tov. And that fits into an amazing idea. I think I heard it in the name of Rudiman. The Pasuk says in Melachim, when the high point of Jewish history, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, they had this magnificent celebration for 2 weeks. The Pasuk says, after the Yom HaShmini Shilach Esa'am, he sent the people home. Vayivorchu Es HaMelech, they blessed the king. Vayelchu La'oleim Smechim V'tov Elev, and they went home happy and in good spirits. Say Chazal, what does that mean? That they went home Smechim V'tov Elev, Shenenu Miziv HaShchina. They went home, they delighted in the seeing the Shechina in Yerushalayim. Asks, I think, Rav Rudiman, who says, how did Chazal know that? Maybe they were smeichim v'tov elev because they had a good time. You know, what were they doing? They're being olin l'regel. People sometimes think olin l'regel, what actually does it mean? Olin l'regel is you're being in Yerushalayim, you're with friends and family. You know, we took a group of guys to the matzah bakery before Pesach, and they went to a Sfadish matzah bakery. So there they weren't taking the sort of the crisp, brittle matzahs that we all enjoy, but rather they were baking lafas. That's how some Sfaradim have matzahs. That's how it used to be. The Korech sandwich with the carbon Pesach inside was a lamb shawarma. So, you know, you're having shawarma with family and with friends. Maybe that you had a good time. Who says it's Nenu Meziv HaShechina? Who says Vayelchu L'Olem Smeichim V'Toyv Elev was because Shenenu Meziv HaShechina, because of a spiritual catalyst, they enjoyed this divine presence. Maybe it was because they just had a good time, they were enjoying the physicality, the friendship, etc., etc. Says Rav Udman, no. When you were Oyel L'Regel back in the day, it took a while to get home. You could live in the very north of Eretz Yisrael, in the very south of Eretz Yisrael, and it would take a week or two with all your pekelech and all the mishpacha and the bubba and the zayd and everyone else to get home. It could take a long time. If you are besimcha and betov lev when you're returning home, a week or 2 weeks after the event, it has to be because of a spiritual catalyst. It cannot be because you had a good shawarma 2 weeks ago. Because only something of a spiritual nature can provide enduring simcha. Amazing. So therefore, that's the idea, the opening offering this evening, taking the Kedusha of Yom Tov with us in our lives, beyond being Oyel L'Regel, beyond Yom Tov, and taking the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, Mayofa Pamaich Bana Olim Basandiv, the praise of Klal Yisrael, is post-Yom Tov, to take the Kedusha, the inspiration of Yom Tov, into our lives beyond Yom Tov. And that's what it means, V'hoshev Yisrael in Vehem, taking all the magic and the majesty of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash and taking that into our lives with us beyond, in having enjoyed hopefully a beautiful Yom Tov. And that's Pshat, V'yelchu L'olem Smeichim V'tov Elev, because of a spiritual catalyst and not a physical one. Okay, now, as I mentioned, this week's Parsha is Parsha's Achrimos here in Chutz La'aretz, and we're out of sync. Already this week is Parsha's Kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael. Last Shabbos for them was post-Yom Tov. For us, it was Achron Shel Pesach, and therefore we're going to be out of sync. But strangely, we're going to be out of sync for a long time. We're going to be out of sync all the way till Tisha B'Av, pretty much, because we only catch up at Parshas Matzos Maaseh. And the question, of course, is, why wait so long? We could already catch up this week. We could have Achrimos Kedoshim in Chutz La'aretz this week, and next week, Parshas Emor, we'll be back in track. We're waiting, you know, 2-3 months before we're going to get back together. Why? So I came across, and I mentioned this in Parsha Shir some years ago, but it's worth reviewing it. It's something, there's famous codes regarding the rules about when you lay in and which sedras go where. This I saw in the back of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Reb David Feldman's Kitzur, his Kitzur, and at the back he's got some writing and he's got some different topics. One of them is about this topic about Kriyas HaTorah. The rules are, La'olam manu va'atzru tzumu v'tzalu v'kumu v'tikku. What does that mean? Manu va'atzru. Count and then have atzeres. What does that mean? Tikru b'midbar. You lay in Parshas b'midbar, which is the minion of Klal Yisrael, the counting of the Jewish people, kodem atzeres, before Shavuos, kedei lahafsik bein hatoichach l'atzeres, to make sure there's a gap, there's a barrier between Parshas b'chukosai and Shavuos. We have Parshas b'midbar. So therefore, manu, Parshas b'midbar, count, and then va'atzru, and then have atzeres. Good. Next rule. Tzumu v'tzolu, fast, and then pray. What does that mean? Tisha B'Av koidim v'yischanon. You've got to have Tisha B'Av before v'yischanon. Kedei lahasmich teichocha Moshe Rabbeinu l'Tisha B'Av. You have the teichocha of Moshe Rabbeinu in Pashas Dvorim. Then you have Tisha B'Av. And then after that, you have the Kabbalah of Oynish of Tisha B'Av. V'yischanon sheyesh bo Kabbalah Satorah. And then you go into v'yischanon, which is Kabbalah Satorah, it's Matan Torah. So Tzumu, you have the fast, i.e., you have Tisha B'Av, and then you have v'yischanon. So you have Dvarim, then you have Tisha B'Av, and then you have the fast. And then another rule, Kumu v'tiku, you stand up, Atem nitzavim hayoim, Kodim Rosh Hashanah, Kedei lahasmich Tshuva Rosh Hashanah, to juxtapose Tshuva and Rosh Hashanah, Kedei lahafsik ben Teichocha Kisovo, to have Kisovo, which has of course the Teichocha. You then break and you have nitzavim, which is the urging to do Tshuva, and then you come into Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but either way you see, Tzumu v'tzolu. So if you take a look on the next page, you've got the tshuva of the Maharit. The Maharit says, the reason why we wait so long to get into sync is because we want to emphasize the rule Tzumu v'tzolu. In other words, in Chutz La'aretz, we don't get into sync straight away. We want to delay and delay and delay. And at the very last point, we say, right, quickly, we've got to do Matas Maaseh together now. Because next week, we've got to make sure that Devarim falls before Tisha B'Av to emphasize the rule of Tzumu v'Tzolu, that you have the fast day and then you have Tzolu praying, which is Pasha's voice, Chanon, Moshe Rabbeinu supplicated and prayed to Hashem. So to emphasize that rule, we delay getting back into sync to quickly do Matas and Maaseh together to then make sure that Devarim is before Tisha B'Av, you then have Tisha B'Av, and then you have Parshas Vayeschanan. So the reason, says the Maharit, to delay getting back into sync is to emphasize the rule of Tzumu V'Tzolu, to make sure you have the Tanis before Parshas Vayeschanan. Okay, that's the Maharit. Now, let's move on to a beautiful Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Achrimos, something which is very in tune with the first offering of taking the Kedusha of Yom Tov with us. The Chasam Sofer says the following. Achrimos largely deals with the Avodah of Yom Kippur, of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. The Pasuk says, V'poshat es bigdei habod v'rochatz. The Kohen Gadol takes off his linen clothes and he washes, etc. There's lots of changing of clothing of the Kohen Gadol from white to gold, the bigdei zov to bigdei lavon, and the tefillah, and all the different procedures and processes on Yom Kippur. Yes lihisyashiv, one should contemplate. B'tama tefillah mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kala, says the Chasam Sofer. I've got a question. I can understand why you need to go to the mikveh when you're going from a kedusha kala to a kedusha chamura, from a low level to a high level, to prepare yourself for this elevated journey, you need to go to the mikveh. But why the other way around? Why is there a need to go to the mikveh after a kedusha chamura to kedusha kala? Halami big day lavon the big day zohav, when you go from the big day lavon, which is kedusha chamura, to the big day zohav, which is a lower level, hukachom lekalbe better. So why do you need to go to the mikveh for that? Says the Chasam Sofer. V'yesh lo ima. I'm in paragraph 3 here. The la'acha sheniskadesh odom b'kdusha yaseira. When a person has experienced an elevated kedusha, oz achakach alidei mitzvoyso v'toyroiso, afilu mitzvos hapshutim mis'alim u'miskadshim. Even your subsequent mundane, routine activities are elevated. B'yeses alkein, therefore, when a person has experienced the heightened kedusha of wearing the big day lavon, the kohen gadol, va'avodas pinim, and he's gone inside lifnai v'lifnim into the kodesh kedoshim, oz avodas b'big day zohav, then the subsequent wearing an avoda with his big day zohav, afal pisha ovid b'chutz, even though it's not lifnai v'lifnim, it's outside, the karbonos pshutim haragilim. Veshkichim, and you're doing the mundane, regular, routine karbonos and avoda, mikol malkum he misalim b'yeses, they're nevertheless elevated because it's on the back of a heightened kedusha. You were wearing the big day lavan, and you were lifnai v'lifnim, and then you change into big day zohav, and you're doing mundane things. Maybe, but those mundane things are elevated because they're coming on the back of a kedusha chamura, and therefore al kein sorech tevila l'ilui kedusha. And therefore, you need the tefillah because of that elevated status that has been injected from the Kedusha Chamura, into what we thought was a Kedusha Kala, but it's actually much higher because it's on the back of a Kedusha Chamura. A person has a very inspirational Shabbos. The days that follow, the Sunday, the week that follows, is on a loftier level than the week before. It's been elevated. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, you also need a tefillah going from Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala, because the Kedusha Kala has been elevated on the back of the Kedusha Chamura. Okay, let's finish off with a very interesting piece I saw in the Ponim Yofas, Rav Pinchas Horovitz, the famous Sefer HaMakne, and others famous Yeshivish Sfarim that are well known, a contemporary of the Noda B'Yehuda, one of the greats of the 1800s. He's got a Pirush on Chumash, the Ponim Yofas, and he says something on this week's Parsha, which is a little bit different to the normal fare that we offer, but it's something which I thought was fascinating. It's a bit Kabbalistic, it's a little bit out of my zone, but it's worth exploring, it's something quite fascinating. It says the Ponim Yofas, paragraph 4. V'hine, inyan ha-ketores b'yom ha-kippurim, for inyan, the concept of ketores on Yom Kippur, m'pnei she'omru chazal se'en yuma, ha-soton b'gematria shin samach dalet. We know the ketores, the burning of all the various ingredients of the incense, is a major feature on Yom Kippur. And we know, the Gemara says in Yuma, that Hasoton, who is trying to agitate and get Klal Yisrael into trouble, has the Gematria Hasoton of 364. She'en lo rishus l'soton Yom Kippurim, because there's one day in the year, day 365, where the Soton has no jurisdiction over us, and that is, of course, Yom Kippur. For Yom HaKippurim hu kolel kol hayomim, and Yom Kippur is sort of includes all the days, like Rashi says in Tehillim, yomim yutzoru, days have been formed, v'loy echod bohem, and one of them is his, one of them belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom HaKippurim, i.e. that on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give the ability, the jurisdiction to the Satan to interfere. Remez Ledova, and an allusion to this is Yom Kippur Mispar Shin Samach Talit. The gematria of the words Be Yom Kippur is gematria 364. For Hu'inin HaKtoris, and that is a reference to the Ketores, Shahu Bo Sholosh Me'ez V'Shishim V'Chamishim K'minin Yom HaChamo, because that has the ability to be in effect for 365 days a year, Ki Yodua Shaketores V'Vatel K'nech HaSatan, because the Ketores has the ability to negate the power of the Satan, and therefore the Yom Kippur, there's one day in the year which Yom Kippur is going to take the Ketores, one of the central aspects of the Avodah Yom Kippur, and it's going to negate the powers of the Satan. Now, continues the Ponim Yofis. The famous incident where Yaakov Avinu is wrestling with the Malach of Esau, the Sar of Esau, and the name is changed from Yaakov to Yisrael. Listen to what he says. Kim Yisrael Yeshimcha, Kishem Yisrael, the name Yisrael has the ability to counter the Satan. How so? Because the gematria of the word Yisrael is 541, and the gematria of the words Yaakov and Satan, Yaakov is 182, Satan is 359, together that equals 541. In other words, Yisrael 541 can negate the impact that the Satan has on Yaakov. Satan and Yaakov equals 541, Yisrael can negate that. The remez ledava, and moreover there is a remez, there is a hint to this in the gematrias, that the osius kodim los Yisrael, if you write out the word Yisrael, and I've got it there on the table, if you look at the handout in the middle column, Yisrael, I've written it down, yud, sin, resh, aleph, lamed, the letters before Yisrael spell out Ketores. How so? Shelifnei ha-yud hu tes, velifnei ha-shin hu resh, velifnei ha-resh hu kof, velifnei ha-alef hu tof, ki yodua. So you see that that spells Ketores, but the letter before lamed is kaf. That's a reference to the kaf Ketores. So you see the kaf Ketores are the letters before the word Yisrael. Next box. Or mispar Ketores, the gematria of the word Ketores is 709, with the letter kaf, alluding to the ladle of Ketores, the Kaf Ketores, gives a total of Tovshin Choftes, which is 729. For whom Mechuvan Lemispah Shem Kra Soton, the gematria of the words Kra, to tear, Soton, the Soton, 370 and 359, is the same gematria as 729, which is the gematria of Ketores. So you see that the Ketores, not just in Machshava, but in gematria, has the same gematria as Kra Soton. Ketores destroys the Soton. V'zeo ha-kavonim Yom Kippurim, that's the concept of Yom Kippur, the Ketores on Yom Kippur, central part of the Avodah, shel goyrim levatel koyach ha-satan, the whole idea of the Ketores on Yom Kippur is to nullify the effect of the Satan. V'hu nirmaz ba-osius she'acha osius Yisrael. Not only is it referenced to the letters before Yisrael, but it's referenced in the letters after Yisrael, because she'acha ha-yud, after the letter yud from Yisrael, hu kaf, v'acha ha-shin, hu tof, V'acha reish hu shin, and after the reish you've got a shin. V'acha alaf hu beis, v'acha lamad hu mem, and that those letters spell v'heim osius shabbatchem. K'dichsiv, like it says, tishpatu shabbatchem. So you see that the letters before and the letters after Yisrael allude to the ability of the Ketores to the Yisrael's ability of the Ketores to annul the effect of the Satan. The letters before Yisrael spell kaf Ketores. The letters afterwards talk about shabbatchem. Tishpatu Shabbatchem, you'll be able to enjoy Yom Kippur and the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. The Yirmuz Bezem HaShekosuv, and that's alluded to in the Tefillah, for Hoser Sotan Milfoneinu Me'achareinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the Sotan before us and after us. Hainu, Oisius Shelifnei Yisrael. The Oisius for Hoser Sotan Milfoneinu before us is the letters before Yisrael, which spell Kaf Ketores. For Oisius Sha'ach Yisrael, Shnei Mevatlim Koyach HaSotan. They both negate, counter, the ability of the Satan. The Yimra is Bohem Mashikosu Batilim, and that alludes to what's written in Tilim, Ocher Vekedem Sartoni, from the front and from the back, you have sort of surrounded me, Vatesh Toshes Olai Kapecha, and you have placed your kaf, the Ketores, on me. Pirush, Sesam Tolein, Rishmir, Vaosis Shekodim Yisrael, Vaosis Sheacha Yisrael, El Shechosa, Kaf, Nishnim, etc., etc. So, something very different, something very interesting, the ability of the Yom Kippur, the ability of Klal Yisrael to negate the Koach of the Ketores, not just in Machshava, but in all the Gematrias that we've mentioned. Let us just summarize the four ideas that we've shared this evening. One is, and now only a few days after Yom Tov, the idea of taking the Kedusha of Yom Tov with us. That is why the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Mayofu Pamayich Banolim Basnadiv, the Gemara in Chagiga Gimel Lalev says that it's referring to the footsteps of Klal Yisrael being Oyle Regel. What does that mean? Not when they're there, but afterwards. They take the Kedusha, the inspiration of Yom Tov, back into their lives ahead. And that's what it means, V'hoshev Yisrael in Vehem. They take everything from Yom Tov back into their homes. That's the praise of the Jewish people. And that's pshat of Vayelchu L'Olehem Smeichem B'Tov Elev, because real simcha, real Tov Elev is because Nenu Meziv HaShechina, because of a spiritual catalyst and not a physical one. We then discuss catching up Kriyas HaTorah with Eretz Yisrael. Why wait till the end of the summer? The answer is to emphasize the rule of Tzumu V'Tzolu, that we have the Tanis of Tisha B'Av, and then we have Oes Chanon, so we've got to make sure that Devarim comes in the week just before Tisha B'Av, and to emphasize that requirement, we quickly do Matas and Masay together in that week before Devarim, to emphasize that Devarim has to be before Tisha B'Av, and Oes Chanon is after Tisha B'Av, and therefore, says the Maharid, we wait all the way through to the end of the summer to emphasize that rule. We then mentioned the beautiful Chasim Sofa. Why do you need a Tefillah from Kedusha Chamor to Kedusha Kala? The answer is because the Kedusha Kala has been elevated because of the Kedusha Chamor. Beautiful idea. And therefore, it's on a higher level even, and therefore, that's why you need a Tefillah. And lastly, we discussed that beautiful Ponim Yofis, Rapinchas Horvitz, the Sefer HaFloh, the Sefer HaMakne, about the power of Keturis. That HaSoton is 364 days. There's one day of the year where the Soton has no jurisdiction. That is Yom Kippur. What's the Kirch of Yom Kippur? It's the Keturis of Yom Kippur. The Keturis of Yom Kippur has the ability to negate the Soton, and that's alluded to not just in Machshava, but also in Gematrias, you know, in all the different types of Gematrias, that the Gematria of Keturis, of Kaf Keturis, the 20 plus the Keturis is 729, which is the Gematria of Krasoton. The Gematria of Yisrael is 541, which is the same Gematria as Yaakov and Soton together, 359 and 182, because the Yisrael has got the ability to negate the impact the Soton can make on Yaakov. And that's Pshat, V'hoseh Soton, V'fonenu Me'acharenu, the letters before Yisrael spell Kaf Keturis, the letters after Yisrael spell Shabbatchem. So you see that all this concept of the ability of Klal Yisrael with the Keturis to negate the impact of the Soton on us. Thank you very much for listening. Wishing you all a very good week. Kol Tov. Bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.